This is tape number 2111 in the Inspirational Tape Library. Rufus Mosley speaks on the subject, The Three Realms. This talk was given to the camp farthest out at Hendersonville, North Carolina.
There are three realms, three kingdoms. The highest realm is the realm where God has already won out. A realm where there's no sin, no sickness, no death, no aches, no grunts, no complaints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus comes out of that realm into our realm to make our realm like that realm. And the works that he did were the works of the kingdom. He was the king from the heavenly world, adapting himself to the human level and going to the bottom of the human level, bringing God right down to the bottom, bringing perfect love right down in a realm where love is so greatly needed, bringing the dominion of heaven in, right down in the earth itself. And all of his miracles were miracles of the kingdom. Every time he cast out a devil by the finger of God, that much of the kingdom had already arrived. And when the spirit of Jesus and the kind of works represented by Jesus are triumphant, that will be heaven on earth. That will be the divine victorious in the human realm. Jesus coming in our realm, he brought God right down to the Lord. And when he went back to the heavenly world to receive the promised gift of the Holy Spirit and give him power to communicate that gift to all who believe in him and obey him, he carried our humanity up to the height of heaven. He's the marriage of the perfect divine and the perfect human. And the human with Jesus is as immortal as the divine. He brought a body here, picked up a body here, and that body was an immortal body. He could not see corruption. He didn't have to die. The death that he died for us. Hallelujah. And then they buried him, and he wouldn't stay dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he preached the gospel where it is greatly needed, in between the crucifixion and the resurrection. And C.S. Lewis says if he preached it there one time, he's preaching it there all the time. Hallelujah. 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 So he's a divine victorious in the human, and he's a human victorious in the divine. And the marriage of the two brings exactly what will satisfy us. This human has a whole lot of good in it, even on the ordinary human level. But it has a great deal in it that's not good. It's a mixture of good and evil. And any mixture of evil spells death. Death will continue until sin and all that causes death are eliminated. The last enemy of all, St. Paul saw clearly, to be destroyed is death. And then when death is destroyed, then the kingdom is turned back to God the Father, that he may be all in all. As I understand, Jesus will then take his place, where he'd like it best of all, as the elder brother of the whole redeemed household of God. That's something, that is a great sweep. And now this human kingdom, we said the divine kingdom was absolutely good. No evil in it at all. The human realm is a mixture. The lower realm seems to be nearly all bad. As St. Paul says in the beginning of Philippians, that Jesus, being equal with God, emptied himself completely of that glory and became a servant, a bondservant, a slave servant. Owning the universe, he divested himself of any property at all. The foxes of the earth, they have their holes, and the birds of the air have their nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay it. You see, he became the poorest of the poor, that we may become the richest of the rich. As I've told you before, there was a time in my life when I didn't have anything, and I was in debt. Hallelujah. I asked the Lord later if he wanted me to become again as poor as he was, and the answer came from somewhere: no, I want you to be as rich as I am. He became poor that he might make many rich. And there are many things he went through with he don't mean us to go through with. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You follow his example and teach her so far, and then the time comes, if you make it, you'll have to have him on the inside of you. That's a very wonderful crisis that comes in one's life, when you realize you can't get along without him being within you. God put the inner light, the true light, in everybody. The light that lighteth every life coming to the world. And then he put these wonderful laws. One of the laws is that whatever you give, you get. And you don't try to have to get things. You just decide what you want and go to giving them. And they come back to you, good measure, pressed down and running over. If you want heaven, give heaven and nothing but heaven. And you'll finally be enveloped with heaven. You'll be happy and be enveloped with heaven. Hallelujah. If you want hell, give hell and nothing but hell. Hallelujah. Most people experiment with part of the time heaven and part of the time hell. Hallelujah. And then they find out how much better heaven is than hell. And it's to be hoped that all of us will finally, hallelujah, get out of the hell business and get in the heaven business. Hallelujah. 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 Everywhere about you, you find for whatever is sown, you reap. Therefore, determine what like you'd like to get, and go to sowing that, and only that. And you'll just be, hallelujah, overwhelmed with it. Hallelujah. That's simple, isn't it? Never turn loose anything unless you'd like to get it back. Hallelujah. But there is a wonderful provision here is that if you're willing to repent of all your wild oats, he agrees he'll handle the wild oats and turn you loose to reap in heavenly wheat fields that you had nothing to do in sowing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll just transfer you out of wild oat patch, hallelujah, into heavenly wheat patch. Hallelujah. And you can stay in heavenly wheat patch as long as you'll give everybody wheat. But if you decide somebody wasn't good enough, hallelujah, to have wheat, hallelujah, and you give them wild oats, you'll go back to wild oat patch, hallelujah, until you get sick enough of wild oats, hallelujah, you'll give everybody wheat. Hallelujah. 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 Well, now those are wonderful laws. Looked like a wayfaring man, though, is a fool. Hallelujah. Might have made it for that much. But as I've been telling you, he's even gone beyond that. And his highest law of all is the law of atonement, the law of union, the law of love, whereby it don't matter how much love has, love will give all it has to the person who needs it worse. And so if we've played the fool and gone away from home, hallelujah, Dad didn't go away from home. He continued to raise calves, hallelujah, and to make roads, hallelujah. Hallelujah, it didn't matter what the wild boy did. Hallelujah. But when the wild boy comes back home, And he goes to sowing where he's not. He goes to reaping where he's not sown. Hallelujah. And he gets the best that Dad has. Hallelujah. And Dad is happier giving it to him than he is receiving it. Hallelujah. 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 So if anybody's made it, and all the rest of us have failed to make it, if all the rest of us who failed to make it will join up with the one who has made it, his having made it was not only for himself, but it's particular for us. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And so, yeah, a much higher thing has been achieved on the outside of us than's been achieved on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And that achievement has been made by Jesus Christ. If you believe in him, if you link up with him, if you become his disciple, hallelujah, 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 you're going to, and go on with him, you're going to be like him. You're going to be a joint heir with him in the whole inheritance of God. You're going to be a co-partner with him in making this universe like God. How marvelous. Hallelujah. If God can do any better than all this, hallelujah, hallelujah, I don't see how I could do any better. Hallelujah. 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 And as wonderful as karma is, atonement rejoices against karma and fulfills karma. And as remarkable as judgment is, true judgment, righteous judgment, mercy rejoices against judgment and yet fulfills judgment. And in terms of grace, hallelujah, hallelujah, grace rejoices against the law when necessary and yet fulfills the law. And what the law could not do, not because it wasn't holy and right, what it could not do under the count of a perverted human nature, which was human nature's own fault, hallelujah, not God, hallelujah, hallelujah, what it could not do, this amazing grace, hallelujah, can do. And a star was developing last night. People cannot be pulled out of the lower world except by giving the treatment of the higher world, hallelujah. As long as you meet hell with hell, hallelujah, hallelujah, your partner, hallelujah, hallelujah, with the devil, hallelujah, 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 making hell extend the borders, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you go to meeting hell with heaven, hell doesn't stand a shadow of a chance in the battle. Hallelujah. 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 If you try to fight the devil with his own kind of fire, he has more of it, a great deal, than you, and he's much more skillful in handling it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when you meet the devil with heavenly fire, he's absolutely helpless. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And as Mr. Emerson, with his keen insight, discerned, the devil can nestle comfortably in Bibles, constitutions, covenants, hallelujah, 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 and everywhere else except the good spirit of the Spirit of Jesus. He just can't get there without being converted. Hallelujah. And if he gets converted, he's no longer the devil. Hallelujah. And so he'll never get to you if you'll get in the Spirit of Jesus and stay there. You have to come out of the Spirit of Jesus and get down on the level of the devil before the devil can get you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He can't get you. Hallelujah. If you're hidden away with Jesus Christ in God. That seems to me just right. Hallelujah. Have thy way, Lord. Have thy way. There are two things you have to have all the time. You have to have union, you have to have love. And everything that increases union increases love. And everything that increases this heavenly love or agape increases union. John Gaynor Banks asked me at Whittier College camp, which comes first? Well, I think I'm quite sure that union comes first. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We love him, why? Because he first loves us. He just keeps on loving us until he loves us into loving. Just as you mothers keep on smiling at your crying babies. Hallelujah. Until you smile them into smiling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he loves you into loving. He forgives you into forgiving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We didn't send a delegation up to heaven telling you what a bad fix we're in. We're in too bad a fix to know how bad a fix we're in. Hallelujah. 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 Heaven got sorry for us and intervened in our behalf. Hallelujah. 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 And the old covenant failed. Why? Because it was an external commandment telling you to do something you didn't like to do. Hallelujah. The new covenant succeeds because he writes in your heart and in your mind a love of the very thing, hallelujah, that he wants to accomplish. And when you love to do a thing, hallelujah, it's not hard to get you to do it. Hallelujah. When you don't love to do it, when things get very hot, you agree to do it. But when the temperature cools off, hallelujah, you'll be back doing the things you want to. And there was no possibility to ever get man to do God's will until provision is made so he'd love God's will. Hallelujah. And when I come delighting to do thy will, that is a new covenant. And in burnt offerings and sacrifices, God never did delight. He never did like the smoke, hallelujah, sheep and rams. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And with one sacrifice, he did away with the whole animal sacrificing. Hallelujah. Jesus has saved every animal from then on, hallelujah, where he's known, from having to be sacrificed for our sins. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he delights in anyone who delights to do his will. And it's strange that people don't see this. Jesus didn't say that to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength was the highest commandment of all. He said it's the highest of the law. He's talking about the law then. He wasn't talking about the commandments of grace at all. Jesus, on the last night, he gave the highest commandments of conduct. And what is it? God loves us perfectly, don't us? Jesus loves us perfectly. What is the commandment then? We go to loving one another as he loves us. And he punishes us the love whereby we do the loving. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You don't have to love on your own hook. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's a mighty poor love on your own hook. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he gives you his own love. And all you have to do is receive that love and pass that love on. And in receiving that love and in passing that love on, you become loving. Hallelujah. You can't receive heaven and give heaven without becoming heavenly. And you can't receive hell and give hell without becoming hellish. Hallelujah. 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 And all you have to do in this new world, new world, is to receive the best and give the best. Hallelujah. And you have the power to choose what you receive. Hallelujah. Now the soil represents the lower order, and it has to take what you put in it. Hallelujah. But man has reached a place where he chooses the seed that he'll have sown in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if he's got good sense, he'll have the best seed of all. He'll have the immortal seed sown in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He'll have Jesus Christ planted within him. And it's a great condescension for Jesus Christ to come among us, was it? It's a greater condescension for him to come and get on the inside of us and assume responsibility for us until he makes us like him. Hallelujah. That is something. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Very easy to go as a missionary and be a distinguished person, especially if you're backed by a home church. Hallelujah. 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 But suppose before you could reach the Africans, you'd have to become an African baby and come up through all that. Then you get an idea. Hallelujah. And it wouldn't be anything like a great dissension for us to go that route if it was for Jesus to go the route he did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had to become one of us, didn't he, in order to redeem us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Marvelous. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And that don't work. Even as much virtue as the Quakers have, the divine seed is already within you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's no seed in a hog, but more hog. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's no seed in a human, but more human. You'll be educated, just the same thing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And as wonderful as the eternal Christ is, it's the eternal Christ in successful incarnation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In crucifixion, in resurrection, and glorification, and in this end of it, since it's his own as Jesus. Hallelujah, human side. He's the one. It's the eternal Christ as the glorified Jesus. Hallelujah. That has the power and has the glory and has the dominion. And the eternal Christ, short of the glorified Jesus, cannot save the world. Hallelujah. You say amen to that. Hallelujah. 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 If you wouldn't, you ought to. And so if you want to find the eternal Christ at his high achievement and high availability, hallelujah, you'll find him in the glorified Jesus. And if you want to find God in his high achievement and his high availability, you'll find him in the glorified Jesus. And if you want to see a real man, hallelujah, 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 the kind you're predestinated to be if you go all the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you'll be so different from what you now are, you'll hardly recognize yourself. You'll only see man having arrived at perfect dominion. Hallelujah. Perfect love and perfect everything in the glorified Jesus. That's where you see it. Hallelujah. And if you become like whoever you link up with, your high point is to move on. It's well that you've seen the Jesus of the Incarnation. It's well you've seen of the cross and the resurrection and all that. But your great need now, hallelujah, hallelujah, is to enter into ineffable union and marriage. Hallelujah, and triumph in union with the glorified Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Some of them told me the other day I hadn't said what they'd heard me say some other time. Even a dog has sense enough to run a rabbit, not where it used to be, but where it now is. And if a dog gets on the cool scent, he'll turn around. But the human race is, hallelujah, well, hallelujah, looks like wants to run his cold trails almost to infinity. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And if it had been best for Jesus to remain on that cross at Jerusalem, he'd have done it, but that wouldn't have been bad. Hallelujah. And those people, hallelujah, who symbolize that most, they have reverence. I think they're mighty glad usually when Lent's over, though. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God he's been there, but he's not there. And thank God he's been in the tomb for us. But he's not in there, and he'll never be in there again, except sending his voice down there and his power to resurrect. Glory to God. Where is he? He's on the present now, on the throne of the universe. And God's biggest achievement, as we've been saying of all that I can conceive, is that he could concentrate the fullness of the Godhead in one person. That's what happened. The fullness of the Godhead was incarnated in Jesus. And yet he's called Emmanuel, or God with us, isn't he? Well, not God on the inside of us. He's not on the inside of folks when he's here in the incarnation. He's among them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But now this glorified one in glory has not only been given all authority in heaven and earth, but has also been given omnipresence. Hallelujah. He's everywhere. And he's fully present everywhere. Hallelujah. And he can give all his attention to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's going to take about all his attention to get you through. Hallelujah. And give all his attention to everybody else at the same time. And he's now more than with us. He wants to be on the inside of us and wants us to be on the inside of him. Hallelujah. Above us, as St. Patrick said, above us, below us, in front of us, behind us, all around us, and above us. At the same time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So God concentrated all things in him. Hallelujah. And he hadn't lost his body, and he hadn't lost his individuality. When he manifested himself to me as an actuality, not as a vision, I could feel just how far his glorious body extended. He's yet embodied. And you and I, going to him, will never lose our bodies. If we don't go to him, we will. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's going to be a much better looking body than this one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I think it'll be about 30 years old. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All the old people in heaven seem to be getting young. All the children seem to be coming up to the perfect age. Just perfect everything. Jesus Christ will never be an old man. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Marvelous. And I might pick up here, we've traced the steps by which we become like Jesus, dedication to the highest, inner light and law, then linking up with Jesus in the kingdom of heaven and getting the birth. Then identifying yourself with the death and resurrection of Jesus. Then receiving the promised gift of the Holy Spirit that he went away both to receive and to give. Then, if you do not receive him in this glorious way with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon you, he stands knocking. This great achievement's been on the outside of you, not on the inside of you. And he stands knocking, longing to come within. And then he invites you to knock at his door, hallelujah, and enter into him. And it's easy to get in him, hallelujah. But you have to adapt yourself to the way the heavenly family do, hallelujah, and feel and react, hallelujah, to keep in him all the time, hallelujah. If you want to bless out somebody, you have to go out to bless them out, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you want to bless them, you can stay here. If you want to bless them out, hallelujah, you automatically go out where to bless out things, hallelujah. If you want to judge them, hallelujah, you automatically go out where to judge, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then when you get sick and tired enough of it, to humble yourself at his feet. Hallelujah. You can get back in. And every time you get back in, hallelujah, it gets sweeter and sweeter. And every time you get out, it gets hotter and hotter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And through an experience of being out and being in, it's to be hoped that all of us, sooner or later, will get in and stay in and stop going out. Hallelujah. And the overcomer does that very thing. He comes in, stays in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's the only way you can permanently do business. Hallelujah. To get where you belong and stay where you belong. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know you'll have a whole lot of rich experience going out and coming in. Hallelujah. But if anybody's looking for you, they won't know how hard or where to find you. Hallelujah. 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 The overcomer starts discipline, and this overcoming, that you see, these people Jesus is speaking to, the early churches, they had some of them had walked with Jesus on the earth. They had received the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. A person in the early church that hadn't been baptized with the Holy Ghost and had a whole lot of glory would hardly have been regarded a Christian at all. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. They all had the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Had that much. Hallelujah. But that's not overcoming. And so Jesus giving the message from heaven after Pentecost to the churches, it's the whole emphasis is upon overcoming, isn't it? Ephesus was very correct in doctrine. They had such a sense for heritage, they could just smell it. Hallelujah. 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 They had a good life, a good doctrine. They couldn't tolerate wrong doctrines and everything of the kind. But what had happened to them? They'd grown cold. They'd gotten out of their first love. And Jesus says, unless you repent and get back in this first love. Hallelujah. You can't be in me except as you're in this warm first love. And when your love cools off, your union begins to go, don't it? Hallelujah. And the overcomer, hallelujah, stops this business of getting cold. Hallelujah. He gets in, gets hot, and stays hot, and gets hotter and hotter. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He gets back to the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. So death is overcome when one fully overcome. The overcomer gets a new name, doesn't he? Nobody knows but him and God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The overcomer, hallelujah. Finally, even to the church at Laodicea, the worldly church. Hallelujah. Church thought it was rich and didn't know how poor it was. Hallelujah. How miserable and wretched it was. Behold, I stand at the door, even of this church. Hallelujah. And every overcomer in it, hallelujah, will ascend into my throne, just as I overcame and ascended into my Father's throne. Hallelujah. Well, how do you overcome? My star presented so powerfully last night. You overcome negatives with positives. You overcome the Antichrist with the Christ. Hallelujah. It's the only way you can do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know whether the thing's so serious, but Sam Schumacher says the things I bring forth are of such high seriousness, if I just kept on in that strain, people couldn't stand it. But if you give them a laugh between times, they can take another acid. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just on the low human, humorous level, a Jewish was on the train during the war and married a Baptist. And he was in the army out in Oklahoma. And I got a seat with her, and an old bachelor's on the seat too. Hallelujah. I noticed he had his arm around this Baptist wife. I just read a book on Lincoln. I told a number of Lincoln stories and then ended up by saying Lincoln had a strong desire to put his hands on every beautiful woman he saw, but he's such a gentleman he didn't do it. The man throws up his arms like you're shot. And the Jewish said, "You've just ruined all of our fun on the trip." But we did have a good deal of fun. She told some good stories. One of them was this. A wise old guy was giving advice to a young couple just about ready to get married. And he says, "Now, if you'll do like my wife and I agreed to do before we got married and did, you'll have a wonderful life together." We agreed. If one of them got off the handle, the other stick tighter than ever. If one of them started to quarrel, the other refused absolutely to have anything to do with it. And he said, "Every time my wife started quarreling, I went outdoors. I not only had this wonderful life with my wife, but I've lived in the open so much, have good health." Reminded me of one of Lincoln's stories that said improved domestic relations during the time. A neighbor of Abe's went by Abe's home, and Mary gave him a good tongue lashing, and he felt so sore he went to Abe for consolation. And Abe's consolation was, "Now if I can stand that thing every day in the year for 15 years, you ought to take it better than that for a few minutes." Oh, we do love you, Lord. And you know, you all know about Socrates. He was too wise to quarrel back. He had a notorious quarreler. It's mighty hard to live with a philosopher if you have any quarrel in you without coming out. They have so little ambition. As Plato said, the children go worldly usually. They want their children, these ambitious women, they want their children when they grow up not to be a simpleton like their daddy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so Socrates wouldn't quarrel back. And one of the best stories of all, Xantippe got in a rage because she had to conduct a one-sided quarrel. It's awfully embarrassing. It just ruins you in your own estimation as well as everybody else. And so she became so angry because Socrates wouldn't join in the quarrel, she throws the dirty wash water in his face and wants to know what he thinks of that. He says, "You might expect a little rain after so much thunder." Almost in the kingdom of heaven who can meet situations that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So everywhere, in a worldly way, everywhere you see it, God is just trying to teach you. Hallelujah. The only way you can overcome a negative is with a positive. The only way you can overcome a quarrel is to let him or her do all the quarreling. Hallelujah. That just ruins them. Hallelujah. That puts them in their own estimation about the same as in the estimation they're held by other folks. Hallelujah. Have thy way, Lord. And so we must all come overcomers. God cannot give you enough gifts to cause you to make it. You've got to enter into the discipline of the Christian life. And they overcame him with the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb, and they loved not their lives unto death. And the great wisdom, St. Paul summarized, do not be overcome of evil. Take the aggressive. Overcome all evil with good. Hallelujah. And then the more evil there is around, the faster you'll grow. Hallelujah. And God has a wonderful way of regulating the fierceness of the wind to the length of the wool. Hallelujah. He'll not allow you to be tempted beyond what he and you working together can handle. I think the best chapter in Hannah Smith's book, The Christian Secret of Happy Life, is that one in where she tussles with the problem. Does God regulate the temptations that come to a Christian. Hallelujah. She didn't get an answer herself, but she found a friend while she is looking for an answer that got the answer. This friend, when she asked about it, was put in a vision. And she was covered by a mantle of light. And it didn't matter, all the forces of hell, all the forces of the Antichrist, world, flesh, and the devil, couldn't break through that mantle. But if she'd just stayed covered with that mantle, she'd have been like Peter wanted to be on the Mount of Transfiguration. Just have a good time up here. Hallelujah. Don't matter what happens down below here. Hallelujah. We just, hallelujah, make a tabernacle for Moses and one for Elias, one for Jesus. Hallelujah. We just let this hard crowd down below here go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so God don't want you to be that way. And then she saw God himself permitting or opening holes just the right size. So remember, when your problems come to you, they're not too big. They're just the right size. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That problem is just well adapted to you at that particular stage of growth. Hallelujah. So you can just give thanks for everything. If you've got a hard one, Lord, you must have more faith in me than I have in myself. Hallelujah. I must be growing beyond what I thought it was. Hallelujah. And so finally, Ibsen uses the phrase, finally, it comes to be thanks for everything. Hallelujah. And after you become an overcomer and get in and stay in, it seems the next stage is the heavenly marriage. I asked on a bus once, the Lord, what is the secret of rejuvenation? And it came back like heavenly lightning, to be married to me. Well, I didn't know what that meant. Don't know what anything means. Don't go to somebody else that don't know, but to go to somebody that does know. And I went to the one who said it is that to know what he meant. Hallelujah. By being married to him. And it came right back to be holy each other. W-H-O-L-Y. And if that won't do it, nothing good. You could see at once that if you are holy Jesus Christ and all you have is his, and then he's holy yours and all he has is yours, you'll get his young age on that, won't you? Hallelujah, hallelujah. It'll be good by spectacles on that, won't it? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's good by everything, isn't it? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's in the objectionable, unredeemed human. Well, you see the wonder of that. A poor girl marries a rich man. She might not have had one bit of credit in town before that. But by going and charging things to her husband, she can just buy out the town if she wants to. She don't do it in her maiden name, but she does it in as Mrs. So-and-so. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it don't matter how, she has checking privileges too. If he does what he says he does, to douse her with all of his goods. If she's real married, she has checking privileges too. She can draw as big a check as he can. I have an idea she'd draw a very small one first to see if it'd work. And then she finds woodwork and no telling how large a check she's going to draw. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I think you're getting more to the reality of what it is going to the Father in Jesus' name here than ordinarily. I think Smith in his translation says, going in Jesus' name, you go as a disciple of Jesus. Going in your husband's name, you go as his wife, don't you? You'd like to get in jail if you're to sign a check, hallelujah, as Mrs. So-and-so, if you're not Mrs. So-and-so. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if that wouldn't bring rejuvenation, I don't know what would. And then the next step is that we put on the glorified, resurrected body of Jesus Christ. And we're not going to go through the universe. It was just pure spirituality. We're not quite adapted to that. Hallelujah. And why did God experiment in the human unless he is to bring forth victory in the human. Hallelujah. Why would God give us a body experience unless he meant to make the body perfect also? Hallelujah. Why did God make an external universe unless he meant to make that external universe as perfect as himself? And that's the ultimate vision of it. A new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Have thy way, Lord. And Jesus Christ is the beginning of this perfect universe. He's the beginning of the new man, the new universe, the new everything. And when you and I get our bodies like his, we'll be satisfied. And then we'll be partners with him. The creation is just groaning and waiting for the manifested sons of God. Hallelujah. And they will make this universe like God. Hallelujah. And the universe will be like Jesus. Hallelujah. I love universe. Where the help every man is neighbor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A universe of perfect bodies, perfect everything. That's the goal of the universe, perfect everything. Now I have about 10 minutes. Another approach to this of becoming like Jesus, I'd call it the Jesus way of life. I can only outline it most in the briefest kind of a form, and the group that comes next week centralize on it more. The first thing of all of the Jesus way of life is that he comes proclaiming the kingdom of heaven is at hand on it. It's right here. The king's here. And this healing of all manner of sickness, this casting out of devils, hallelujah, that's part of the coming of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Every devil that's not converted will have to be cast out. Hallelujah. He'd continue to make hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so Jesus casts out the evil spirits, don't he? He resurrected every dead person he saw. He didn't give the consolations and the advantages of death. I know in a certain stage it's very friendly to get out of a cancer that you don't have faith enough to be healed. Nobody around has faith enough to heal it and get another start. Hallelujah. But death is not the last word. Victory over death is the last word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we said yesterday morning, I believe, when he met that mother bearing her only son, he didn't congratulate her. Hallelujah. She's going to have a son up in heaven. Hallelujah. He thought it's a sad thing for a mother to lose her only son, didn't he? And he gave the son back to the mother, didn't he? And it is a sad thing for Mary and Martha to lose their only brother, wasn't it? And he gave their brother back to them. Hallelujah. There's a tradition to the effect, Iron McLaren and John Watson gives it, don't know whether it's true or not, that this rich young ruler, after he went back, the cattle of 1,000 hill didn't look like they did before, after he'd seen Jesus. His library didn't have the charm it had before. And he repented and became poor and was Lazarus. Hallelujah. And Jesus loved the rich young ruler, didn't he? Particularly. And he loved Lazarus and Mary, hallelujah, and Martha. I don't know whether it's true or not. It'd be a beautiful thing it was true, wouldn't it? Hallelujah. It hadn't my vote to be so if it is. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. So Jesus, the first thing to do is to repent in the life of it. And as Oswald Chambers says, repentance means to give up the wrong and accept the right and become the right. If you're the biggest liar in town, you haven't repented until you become the most truthful person. If you've stirred up more hell than anybody else, you haven't repented until you're bringing more heaven than other folks. Hallelujah. Star's a good example of repentance. Hallelujah. He's just as strong for the Lord as he was for the other fellow. Hallelujah. That's real repentance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then the Jesus way is, we can't develop that. We've been hinting at it. The Jesus way is fundamentally and radically the way of fruit-bearing identification, fruit-bearing union, and fruit-bearing marriage with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And by the fruit-bearing, I mean by that, you centralize on Jesus and his way of life is love and joy and peace and such like. Hallelujah. Some people try to have Jesus, hallelujah, on just the Lord business. That won't work. Hallelujah. Can't pull off tricks like that on heaven. Hallelujah. And other people are trying to have the kingdom without a king. That won't work either. Hallelujah. You have to have the king and his kingdom. You have to have the lover and his love. You have to have the Savior and his salvation. Yes. There's a sister in Macon. She's a Methodist, too. Hallelujah. They got to praying one day and got caught up in the heavenly world. And she heard a heavenly voice saying, excuse me for saying this, and remember, it didn't say Saint Mosley either. It said, my servant Mosley will centralize on me, and my way of life is love, the only way to victory. And that's the only way to make it. Centralize, if you just try to cover the whole universe, you get too thin. Hallelujah. You just don't touch anything much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as you can't centralize on everything, centralize upon the superlative, which is Jesus and his way of life. That's it. Hallelujah. 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 And love comes through union. Hallelujah. And through union with the lover. And then if you pass the love on, you'll just be flooded with more love. Just as simple as it can be. Hallelujah. And then the Jesus way is a way of immediate discipleship, a way of immediate guidance. As we've intimated before, a disciple of a disciple is never as vital as an immediate disciple. Stanley Jones, I think, is a rather true disciple of John Wesley because he's not following John, but following the one that John followed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're following Glenn Clark or Star Daly or Rufus Mosley, you'll just be little inferior additions as the one you're following. Hallelujah. 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 But if you're following the Lord, you may get ahead of all of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beware of a follower, of a follower. The second generation is not as vital as the first, and the third is still paler. And the further you get away from the source, the further you get away from life. Hallelujah. And the only hope for you, hallelujah, is to be led and taught by the perfect one. And when we're all led and taught by the perfect one, we'll all just fit together. A healthy body just fits together. It coordinates, don't it? Hallelujah. 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 I don't know how many defects Star sees in me, but we just, hallelujah, we kind of just dovetail into each other. Hallelujah. I sometimes feel when he's analyzed, if he's analyzing me as a penetrating way as he is his subject, hallelujah, he's very merciful, hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. You're never in peace or certainty about anything unless you're guided by the highest authority, unless you get in the first-hand way. Hallelujah. Even John the Baptist got the way for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because things were not going like he thought it should. Hallelujah. And then the Jesus way is the way of a new kind of judgment. The judgment of love and mercy unto victory, and not a judgment of condemnation unto defeat. The Jesus way is the way, the more you love the sinner, the more you'll be against the sin. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But the more the sinner is bound up and enslaved, hallelujah, if you're a true Christian, the more compassion and love you'll have for him. He's in need of help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Jesus way is a way of peace and peacemaking. We can't go into it. The Jesus way is a way of abundant life and health and healing. He that hath the Son hath life. The Spirit is life and gives life. All the fruit of the Spirit are life-giving. Hallelujah. He that loveth is alive. He that hateth is a murderer. And anyone who neither loves nor hates. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's not alive enough to bury, hallelujah, or to be any particular use alive. Hallelujah. Kind of a walking corpse. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Neither hot nor cold. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Terrible condition. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So much in the way he heals in the divine purpose here. And then the Jesus way is particularly a way of great inner victory. It don't matter what's happening on the outside. And it ends up in manifest victory. Jesus was in seeming defeat in the tomb and on the cross, wasn't he? But he had great inner victory. Have thy way, Lord, hallelujah. When he comes out from the grave, he's in manifest victory, and he never will be anywhere else except in manifest victory. And you and I go through the experience of a time where we'll have to have inner victory, where we don't have the outer victory. But we're headed towards manifest victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're made for it. Hallelujah. Light can destroy darkness, but darkness cannot destroy light. Hallelujah. Christ can destroy the Antichrist, and he don't use any of the weapons of hell in doing it either. Hallelujah. He destroys him by the brightness of his appearing and the light and wonder coming out of his mouth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You don't have to become the devil to lick the devil. If I could lick the devil, some of you heard me say this, by getting worse than the devil, you'd still have me on your hands. Hallelujah. We thought if we could get rid of Emperor William, we'd have easy sailing. And we got Hitler in his stead. Then we thought if we could get rid of Hitler, even if we did link up with Stalin, hallelujah, hallelujah, things would be better. Hallelujah. You didn't know where Hitler was. You don't know where the communists are now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They work in such an invisible, subtle way. Hallelujah. The star says, hallelujah. The only thing can handle them is the real thing. Hallelujah, real Christianity. Have thy way, have thy way, have thy way, have thy way. I think the forces working for us, they took a little of my time this morning, which is perfectly all right. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's this in the situation, to me, that looks hopeful. Reaping has about caught up with sowing, hasn't it? Hallelujah. Getting hell is about caught up with giving it, hasn't it? The mills of the gods, it is said, they ground slowly, but they made it very fine. They're grinding mighty fast now. Hallelujah. 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 You can't now bum without being bummed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you don't know from what quarters you would be bummed. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? God's teaching us fast now. I think God's been moving faster than our natural world has been moving. And the devil seems to be in quite a jam now. Hallelujah. 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 He must have found out that no matter how hot hells he makes, he's going to get in the hottest spot. And you just as well stop. Hallelujah, making hells, if you're making them for yourself. Just as well get out of the gallus business if you're to be swung up on the gallus as you make to swing up other people. And it looks like to me God is teaching that lesson now. Hallelujah. If you're not good enough, hallelujah, to be good, you ought to have sense enough to not to be so bad. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I guess there are all kinds of resources in heaven that we don't know about. If we could see through, if we had sympathy at all, we'd almost have sympathy for the devil. Hallelujah. I tell you, he's in a hot place now. Hallelujah. And it's going to get hotter and hotter. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's been a great privilege to be with you. You've been wonderfully generous in your souls and in your deeds. Hallelujah. So center lies on Jesus and his way of life as love. Give his love to everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And if you do all that, the Lord himself will lead you on. Amen. Yeah.